Most official forms ask us whether we're male or female, but should there be a third box for people who identify as neither? That's a question the High Court will decide on today. Lexi Metherill reports.
Sydneysider Norrie was born male, but growing up identified as a girl and had sexual reassignment surgery in 1989. But after a while, Norrie found it didn't feel right.
And I thought about what gender would I want to be given the option, and it's a whole person. It's male and female in some ways, in other ways it's neither. Physically, I'm neuter, like your pet. Socially, I'm both.
Just over 4 years ago, Norrie applied to the New South Wales Registrar of Births, Deaths and Marriages to register a change of sex to non-specific. The registrar signalled it would approve the request, but later changed its decision. That came as a huge blow to Norrie, who spoke to ABC TV's 7:30.
When it happened, I couldn't see a way forward. I was just down in a deep black hole. It was a strange time. It really felt like I had been, in a way, being socially murdered or socially assassinated.
Norrie appealed against the decision, and the matter ended up making its way to the High Court. Today, the court will deliver its judgment on whether people can register a change of sex to something other than male or female. The New South Wales Registrar of Births, Deaths and Marriages has argued laws only permit a change of sex to male or female. But Norrie's lawyers say there's a more open reading of sex in the modern world that goes across a spectrum of male or female. They say the law doesn't need to be changed. It just needs to be interpreted differently. It's a big day for those who don't identify as male or female. Sally Goldner is the Executive Director of Transgender Victoria.
The Norrie case is really important in that it will increase understanding that there are more than two bodies at birth. There are a whole infinite possibility of identities. And what we need is legislation, particularly in relation to birth certificates, that recognises 100% of Australians, not anything less than that 100%, and makes sure that everyone is treated equally in their right to have accurate and representative documentation.
How hopeful are you that the High Court will today decide that you can list or register yourself as a non-specific gender?
Even if the decision comes down that unfortunately Norrie can't register a birth as something other than male or female, that the High Court would recommend that state and territory governments act urgently to and work in consultation with trans, intersex and gender diverse people to make sure that there is birth certificate and all legislation that allows for documentation for everyone.
The Executive Director of Transgender Victoria, Sally Goldner, ending Lexi Metherill's report.